Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us again my good friend David Reed III, Director of Training for Nature's Plus. Hello, David. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Oh, I'm fantastic, as always. I listen to that Mike King guy and try to take care of myself, so I'm usually feeling pretty good. It's when I don't listen to him that I kind of get off a little bit.
Yeah,
so
we all do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, man, what would Mike do? Because, you know, sometimes I don't listen to him. But
right. Anyway.
All right. Hey, tell us a little bit again about Nature's Plus. We've had you on this show a number of times, but your company is absolutely phenomenal. But let's re-remind our listeners a little bit about who and what Nature's Plus is.
Yeah, Nature's Plus is a vitamin company, been in business now 48 years.
Wow.
And kind of unique. We were the first company to do independent laboratory assays on all of our products, and we figured people would copy us.
Mm-hmm.
We started that 45 years ago, and wow, No one has copied us to date, so which is interesting.
That is interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's
it costs a lot for the program, but
yeah,
if it does, it guarantees you're going to get what we say that's on the label, you're actually going to get that in your product.
That's a super quality standard. That's a high bar to meet. And I know I get a booklet at least every year. How often do you do that on that assay? Is it once a year?
Yeah, actually,
right.
Yeah, the assays are done on a yearly basis, mm-hmm, but actually they're done more than that.
Hmm.
The people that do the assays come in and they pull a lot of samples. So they come in at any time and pull samples and then run this test.
Wow. Yeah, I know, because I always get those, and they're usually spot on. They're either just exactly right on the money or just slightly higher within the scientific notation within the standards. So you know when it says 100 milligrams of, say, vitamin C or whatever's in there, you're going to get 100 milligrams. You're not going to get 30 or 40 or some other substance or anything like that. So it's phenomenal to know. Again, all the companies that Merryman works with, you know, we want that super high quality. So you definitely meet all of our standards. And I know you have superb quality control labs. And like you said, you've been in business for almost 50 years. You absolutely know what you're doing. You have a huge product line. I know you have some really good, like the Spirotine health protein mixes, have all kinds of supplements, absolutely phenomenal products and substances. But today, we're going to talk a little bit about the pure CBD oil that you came out with on the Hempaceutics line. And also, you were the first to come out with the specialized formulas. We're going to talk about that. So today, we're going to be talking about CBD, cannabidiol. But anyway, we will get started here.
I just want to say just a few things about what we call the endocannabinoid system.
Yeah,
just
let's talk about that first. Yeah,
let's
talk about that so everybody has an understanding. We've talked about it a lot on this show, but I definitely want to know what you know, because, you know, every time I talk to a different director of education or trainer or doctor or nutritionist, they always have something new to add. So what do you and your company, what do you guys know about the endocannabinoid system and the CBD?
Right. The key to, you know, when everybody talks about the endocannabinoid system, what is it? Actually, I call it a communication system.
Yes.
That allows your cells to talk to each other, which would allow, let's say, the neuro cells to talk to the muscular cells and so on. So that's a communication loop. And the key there, so what makes it so unique is you want to keep the body in what we call homeostasis or a balance. So
right.
I usually use the example of a scale. If you see a scale, you know, the old type scale where you have the two sides, you want that scale to be at zero, which is perfectly balanced. So
right,
you don't want part of your body to be off in any way because that causes problems. And
oh,
that's
exactly
the real key. And it's really to keep that communication open so the cells can do the right things and be able to, you know, adjust themselves so they're not causing problems. You're not getting tremors. You're not getting all the things that can occur with a miscommunication of that system itself. So that's what the really system's about.
Yes, and I've read that it's actually a true, pure neurotransmitting system. I mean, it's very similar to some of the neurotransmitters that we actually use, and I think now they talked about endocannabinoid 1, 2, and 3. I've read that there's up to 16 what they would call clones or systems that they've discovered. There may be even more, but your body really utilizes this to function. It's almost like the circulatory system that you have. Only it's a neurotransmitting it's like a hormonal. It is something absolutely that their body needs. And I always think it's so interesting because hemp was one of the first botanicals that we know that was cultivated by humankind maybe over 30,000 years ago. And you sit back and you go like, maybe this stuff is something that we really, really need. And I know as we get older, the endocannabinoid system and keeping that full and operating properly starts to diminish. So we absolutely, according to the science and what we're seeing, I think it's very important to maybe supplement with that. Okay, so that's the endocannabinoid system. It's a neurotransmitting system. What all, and we could probably be here all day, but what all do you know that this CBD, this endocannabinoid system, what are the kind of things that you're seeing that it's good for health?
Well, we know it does a lot of different things. And of course,
yes,
you know, it's really correcting the communication of that system itself. So it actually, it's real key because you want what we call full spectrum. So what do I mean by full spectrum?
Okay.
Well, you want CBD, and that's the major cannabinoid in there. You want CBC, which is a key cannabinoid. CBG, which actually, here's some interesting facts. CBG is the mother of CBD and THC.
Oh, okay. So it's a precursor.
It is the mother to those two, and it's very critical. I have a lot of people saying, well, we don't want any THC. That's incorrect. You want minute amounts of THC, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The only thing that activates the CB1 receptor. The CB1 receptor is the one for your basically your brain, your spinal system, your whole basically electrical system, that activates those receptors.
Very good. Very good.
You have to have the THC for that.
That makes a lot of sense to me because I was reading one of the researchers, actually talking to them the other day, one of the scientists involved in all of this, and it's very clear that THC is what we call an activator, and you really don't want a lot of that unless you're really wanting to get that psychoactive effect, which I'm not a big proponent of. But you do need a little bit because it is, just as you said, it's an activator. The regular, what we call the CBD, is more of a modulator. And then there's a lot of other compounds, too, that work synergistically together. And I know we sell in the store, we sell the pure CBD. We sell the what we would call the extracts, the whole. And now this is a question for you while we're talking about this. I've been told that the whole extracts, the ones with basically where they take most of the THC out and make it legal, which is 0.3% or less, according to the government and the government standards, the legal standards. But the thing that I'm seeing is the whole hemp extracts are very beneficial, maybe more for the brain, the anxiety, the neurological system, whereas the CBD is more maybe for the pain and some of the other things. Is that what you're seeing, or is it more complex than that?
I think it's a little more complex than that. So if we look at CBD, we know CBD is good for inflammation.
Yes.
We know it helps with sleep. We know it acts as far as an anti-inflammatory.
Right.
You know, we know there's some studies showing it's good for Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. It's good for diabetes.
Oh, I've seen that big time. The diabetes.
Right.
I've had a lot of customers that have gotten off their meds or reduced their meds, and that was just a really positive side benefit. I always try to remind people about that because that's something that came kind of out of nowhere, but there was research actually done on it. So yeah, when you start supplementing with CBD, it does really help with your blood sugar issues.
Right. But the key here is you want and the reason why you want all the cannabinoids.
Okay.
Because basically they still haven't finished really identifying every single one of them. They know there's about 110 different cannabinoids, and then there's 80 close to 88 what we call components in there, which are the key terpenes.
So okay.
They play a very important role too. In fact, that's why we didn't flavor ours, because we were worried about, and we're looking at what we can do to flavor, because we were concerned about the negative effect on the terpenes.
Okay, now what are terpenes? Can you explain that a little bit? Because I've been reading about it, and I know they're a very important component, and a lot of people will add them back in or try to keep them in. I know there's some type. Are they a flavonoid? Are they like a pigment, or what are they?
Okay, it's several different things.
Okay.
Typically, like the fragrance of a flower, that would be because of the terpenes.
Okay,
turpentine, which that's terpenes. So those are actually terpenes. So terpenes are chemicals within the plant itself that typically will give it flavor. Terpenes also help protect the plants themselves. But they do some unique things. I mean, they know there's 20, as far as what they've identified right now, 20 some they've identified.
Major, right.
Right. 10 of them are very critical.
Oh.
So if we look at, like, some of them inhibit inflammation response, oxidative stress, the linalool, which is antifungal, anti-tumor, anti-anxiety, linalool, which is anti-seizure, anxiety, pain, pinene, which is anti-inflammatory, helps with breathing. I mean, you go down the list of these terpenes, and that's why I tell people it's so important. In fact, when you take our oil, you can actually taste the terpene on the back of your tongue, and that's because they're there. And you want to make sure that the extraction is a CO2 extraction. That's very critical because it's a critical below freezing extraction process, and it doesn't destroy any of the terpenes.
Awesome.
Some of the alcohols destroy the terpenes.
Okay, I didn't realize that you're using what we call a supercritical extraction, which is basically takes the CO2, turns it almost into a liquid, which is I've talked about this before way back in the day. It's a fourth state of matter. You know, you have your liquid, solid, gas, but this is basically a gas that turns into a liquid, and it basically is like a resinous substance that flows through a botanical and pulls all of the active ingredients out. And it's fairly common. I know they use it in brewing, beer, and they also use it for coffee, decaffeination of coffee and different processes. So it's a very pure, clean, safe. You're not using harsh chemicals. We breathe out CO2. There's CO2. Basically, swim in CO2 all day. So it's something that's very safe and effective. Now, I just to kind of review here, I know flavonoids are actually pigments, and it's very confusing because you think, well, flavonoids, that's flavors, but no, that's actually the pigment. So the terpenes are actually like a turpentine, kind of a pine maybe flavor taste that you would get. So that is the flavor, or the scent is the terpenes, and the flavonoids are actually the pigments, which are, the super antioxidants. And I know a lot of these substances and a lot of the CBDs, you'll see that they kind of they'll be green, or they'll have a little color to them, and that's because they're containing all the flavonoids in there too. I don't think those are quite as essential as the terpenes, because I'm seeing all the manufacturers starting to list that percentages of, and trying to make sure that that's not taken out in the extraction process. The terpenes are extremely important. We have about 130 cannabinoids, and I think of those, there's 6 to 8 that are psychoactive, THC being the main activator, but you need a little touch of it. I think maybe some of the smart boys at the FDA and the DEA and all that realize that just a touch would be a catalyst or synergistic and not give you that high or the narcotic effect, which, a lot of people do not want or need to even go there. And of course, with all the products that all of the manufacturers that I've ever seen, at least the ones that we carry, nobody, it does help with anxiety and calming and maybe a little mood uplifting. But you're not going to get high or get to where, you've even felt like you've had a small glass of wine or anything. You don't have any effect at all. I've never felt anything other than maybe a little calming effect, which is absolutely awesome. I don't know who wouldn't need that sometimes.
Right. That's real key, too, is to understand that. In fact, you've got to also understand that when growing hemp, typically only produces about 0.3 THC anyway in the
very
plant
low.
Itself.
Yes.
So it's very low. If a harvest goes over that, they destroy the harvest.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, if you grow hemp next to marijuana and you had cross-pollination, what you would do to the marijuana is you would destroy the THC and bring it down to a very low amount.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa doesn't happen. The hemp plant is not affected by the THC from marijuana, so it doesn't have any uptake. So that's why they're growing marijuana in greenhouses.
Oh, because they don't want that cross-contamination.
They don't want that cross-contamination because it can destroy their crop because they're trying to
get that THC way, way up there. Yeah,
right, because they're using it for medical uses. And some other
I need to precaution people. I know it's going to be legalized here in Illinois starting January 1st, but you definitely, if you're going to be buying a product that is marijuana or high in THC, you need to be very, very careful with it. I still think people don't understand. I mean, it can throw you under the bus. It is an
I recommend that people go to Dr. Amen's website
yes.
and look at the brain scans on people that were addicted to THC and look at all the damage that it does. So it does cause a lot of damage. Now, listen, if you've got a cancer, some unusual cancer, and they're using it for pain relief and stuff like that.
Oh, it's awesome.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
But other than that, it does matter because you are going to negatively affect your brain tissue in the long run.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think that's very important. Again, we're, you know, looking at the natural, the holistic effect, the healing effect, not any kind of narcotic. Although I know there's a little pain relief, but there's a lot of natural pain relievers with the rest of the hemp, too, which I think is actually more powerful than that THC. THC is such just a what we call the such a powerful activator rather than a modulator. And that's how I always liked it. And I know I'm repeating this, but it's something I think very important people need to understand. You don't need that activation, maybe just as a synergistic touch, like an icing on the cake, but you don't need to have that totally to like throw what I say, throw you under the bus or throw you down on the ground where you're non-functional.
Right.
All right. Anything, again, there's so many healing properties. Can you point out just a few more on what these terpenes and endocannabinoids, what all they can do?
Well, again, we'll go to just a few real quick ones, like CBC. We know CBC plays a very important role because it really helps in osteoporosis. It also affects brain function, too. Uh-huh. It increases the number of receptors in the endocannabinoid receptor system itself, therefore making it more sensitive, too, which is really key. Mm. It helps with the cellular APT, so it helps with the cells. It also helps repair the neuroproliferator cells, so it actually helps repair the neuro system itself. So that's why you want full spectrum.
Okay, just real quickly, because I know I've had a lot of customers tell me that these products help with neuropathy. So is there actually, is that something going on there with this? Is that what this is, or is that something else?
No, well, that actually, we'd probably look at like CBN for neuropathy and also CBC. So both those are going to help with that tissue that's being destroyed. So we also know, like, then we jump to CBG. So CBG actually helps increase your SOD activity in the body, which actually helps protect the body.
Okay, that's superoxide dismutase, which is the endogenous or internal antioxidant catalyst. And I know a lot of athletes will take that for recovery. Carl Germano, you know him, I'm sure.
Right.
He's the big guy on that. In fact, he just did a new book, came out with a new book on the CBD2, which is
I read his book.
Yeah, that's an awesome book. So that's something that's new out there. Well, we are getting that in. It should be available at Merryman. That's a nice read on that. Yeah. But go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, we look at that. We look at, again, CBG. CBG is so beneficial to irritable bowel conditions.
Oh, okay.
It's very critical for that. So if I'm working with somebody that has leaky gut syndrome or Crohn's or any of that, I want them on a really good full-spectrum hemp oil for that reason, because it really helps in that repair mechanism in your bowels. In fact, you have so many of the CB2 receptors in your gut system anyway. It's just loaded with them.
Wow.
Bring them out.
Yeah, see, and I've had a lot of customers tell me that, and none of them have ever complained about, you know, it's upset my stomach. Usually it's the other way around, you know, on top of like the diabetes helping with their blood sugar, they're also like, you know, with usually the oil or whatever that it would be in, a lot of times they're like, you know, this really helped with my stomach pain, my stomach aches, some of my stomach issues. So it's very healing, and that makes a lot of sense to me. So, okay, well, what are some of the other CBD?
Of course, we got CBN, which plays a very important role. That actually helps with pain relief.
Uh-huh.
It helps with sleep, controls anxiety. That's some of the stuff. It also is very good for ALS symptoms.
Okay,
it normalizes heart rate. I've got people that are using it that have a regular heart rate, too.
Oh.
And they've had some real good results with the hemp stem oil.
Okay, real quickly, what would an effective dose be to help with the arrhythmias, the tachycardia, the what we call palpitations? Is there a dose, or is it just, again, like with everything else I've seen, everybody's different?
There's a lot of difference in the system.
Yeah.
Typically, I'm going to probably start somebody off at about, 7 milligrams, somewhere around there, a half dose.
Okay.
Of the maybe the 750 or something like that, they don't need a whole lot. We'll start them up with a smaller amount, but that seems to be a good number to start with because you can always increase it. I tell people, don't start off with the highest dose.
Yes.
Start off with a lower dose and then bring it up because you can tell with your own body how it's reacting.
Well, really important point here. I know the first day or the first time I tried the CBD, I really didn't notice much of anything. And maybe that's because I was thinking, well, I'm going to get high or feel really weird or something. And I'm like, well, I didn't really notice anything. The next day, I took it again. And later in the day, I was thinking, you know what? My pain is better. My anxiety is a little better. I feel better. And I really kind of noticed it then. It wasn't that first day. It was the second day. And then after that, I've, you know, adjusted the doses and worked with that according to, you know, like Mondays, I'll maybe take 7 or 8 drops, whereas maybe on a regular day, I may just take 1 or 2. Or if I'm starting to get a headache, I may do a half a dropper, take a half a dropper full because I'm trying to shut down a sinus headache or something with it too. So again, you know, and I think you can, how often can you repeat the dosage? I have throughout the day. Sometimes there are some days where I've taken several milligrams several times during a day on a bad day when I'm achy or have a headache or stressed. What are you seeing there with that?
Yeah, you could do it several times a day. The only thing you want to be careful of too, if you're doing it on a regular basis, I recommend that at least every month for 2 days, you just get off of it totally. So you're not overstimulating the receptors because there is some studies now, and they have not completed yet, on the overstimulation of the receptors.
Okay, yeah, because I have customers too, they'll take a lot of it, and then they're like, well, it's not really doing anything anymore. It's like, you know, you've filled up your gas tank and you're not getting any effect. Obviously, you want to, you know, help support or supplement your system. You don't want to overwhelm it. And that's true with almost any supplementation. You can, like, even I remember the old stories about echinacea where you could really overdo that. And, you know, your immune basket would be completely dumped all the time and your immune system be running at a hyper speed. And then when you really get hit with something else, you don't have any reserves. That's a really crude form of that mechanism, an explanation of it. But, okay, very good. So, are there any more CBC, C, D, G, N? Is there any more that we need to know about here real quickly?
No, I think that pretty well covers, you know, most of the stuff we want to look at in that aspect. Of, you know, you were talking about pain. I just want to share something with your listeners
Yes,
there.
Please.
I recently had a operation, a hernia operation, actually, mine was done by a robot, which is kind of unique.
Oh,
but
that's cool.
I had 5 hernias.
Wow.
And so I was actually on an opioid. And I tried some natural stuff and nothing really worked. So I had to be on that for a few days.
Right.
So I was on it for about 4 days. And then I went through the supply the doctor initially gave me.
Mm-hmm.
He said if you needed to, I could, you know, they're trying to be real careful with opioids.
Oh, yes, that's good, though. Yes.
So he said, well, if you need, I said, no, I think I can go ahead and do something else. So what I did is I started taking the hemp relief, and I was taking 4 of those at night and then 4 in the morning, and that just totally stopped all the pain.
Wow.
And really helped. And I only did that for about 3 days, and then I just switched to 4 at night, and that did the trick. And that's so unique because, of course, it's 5 milligrams of all the cannabinoids in there, of course.
Uh-huh.
But then it also has long beta curcumin, which is the most absorbable of all the curcumins in there, a real unique boswellan.
Right.
Which is good for inflammation.
The frankincense, right?
Right.
And then mulberry, and it looks like acacia, too, is in that.
Right.
And that's a pill.
Right. That's right. These are in capsules.
Yeah, let's go ahead and segue into that, and then we'll come back and talk about your line of the pure hempseutics oil. You were the first company to come out with the phytocannabinoids with a support blend in there.
Yeah.
And then basically in a what we call a Canazorb, I think you trademarked that. You have another blend to make sure that it's very absorbable. Sometimes a lot of times you can take a supplement, it doesn't do much because it's hard to absorb, and you've got ways of enhancing that. So in this line, you have a stress, a sleep, and the relief that we just talked about. So this relief, again, is basically 5 milligrams of the phytocannabinoids, and they're supercritically extracted and full spectrum.
Right.
And then you have a support blend in each one of these, which is, I'm seeing, is this correct? It's clove, rosemary, oregano, carrot, and flax to deliver the support and help enhance that endocannabinoid. Is that in each one of these?
Yes, it is. It's in each one of those, and of course, those are all those are also phytocannabinoids.
Oh, yeah.
They also fit different receptors also. So they actually aid with the getting into those receptors too. And then, of course, what was really unique about this, so somebody, let's say you have a customer or you know, somebody out there that doesn't have a gallbladder.
Right.
If you're taking pure oils, the absorbability is so poor because you don't have the ability to break a fat down.
Right.
Well, what we did with this whole system, with all the capsules, we actually spray it on organic tapioca, and then we actually coat it with lecithin, sunflower lecithin.
Wow.
So we're actually bypassing the whole liver system to have to break it down, because we basically have broken the fat down ahead of time.
Right,
so now it's just like, it's like thinking that's water soluble. We made it water soluble so you can absorb it.
Oh, that's so awesome, because I know lecithin is a fat emulsifier anyway, and it gets that, you know, to be basically dissolved in any kind of oil or oil vinegar solution. Now, you also have cocoa and acacia and pepper, which I've seen a lot. So those, you've got that. It's, and it's branded as a Canasorb system. Now, you've got one that has sleep in it, and that evidently it looks like it's got the tryptophan, the theanine, which are the, and some calming herbs, and the GABA. And I bet that, because I have a lot of customers that will take the CBD to go to sleep, but this would be so much better instead of just doing this, doing a supplement with the CBD, just take one of these if you're needing, and if the CBD is helping, this would probably be really enhancing.
Right, and it's actually, you know, we've got black cherry in there, which actually is actually occurring melatonin. So there's no melatonin in there. A lot of people don't do well with melatonin.
Right.
So the body will convert what it needs from this black cherry. It'll use it as an anti-inflammatory, and then it has a, you know, it does some really unique stuff too. Of course, we know the other neurochemicals and stuff there. The magnesium, the B6 all play an important role.
It's a phenomenal blend. Hey, we're starting to run out of time here. I just want to quickly hit, you've got the one for stress, which would enhance the stress anyway. It's got the reishi mushroom, stress-reducing herbs, and the theanine. I want to hear real quickly within the next minute or so, you've got what we call the Hemsudex Pure CBD Oil. It's the cannabis sativa oil. You've got it in 250, 750, and a 1,500 milligram, and it looks like it's standardized. Is there anything else quickly you want to say about that in the next few seconds?
Yeah, one real key is the base. So it's in the base of olive oil and hemp seed oil.
Okay.
So it's going to actually help in the assimilation of the hemp oil itself.
Wow.
But it's so clean, and that's the real key. The container that it's in, even though it is clear, it is actually UV protected. In fact, when you feel that bottle, it's very thick.
Awesome.
So it actually helps protect against UV oxidation.
Wow, that's very important. Well, it looks like a super quality product. I know they're reasonably priced. We have them available at Merryman. David, thank you so much for this update on CBD and all the information that you've given us today, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Earth.